والفرقان الحميد. بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحل انت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لنك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we are social beings and we interact with each other on a daily basis. And none of us, in fact, every one of us, don't like and would avoid conflict situations. We have a harmonious life. We all want to have a good human relationship. And judging from the amount of workshops and programs and bayans and lectures, conferences that take place, and the self-help books that are sold every year, millions of people want to know, what does it take to forge successful relations with people? Each one of us has a social network of persons that include our parents, our children, our spouses, employers, employees, neighbors, etc. We all live within this circle. We all live within a human relationship environment. Now, how do we ensure that our relationship within this network thrives? Friends, our personality serves as the magnet that attracts people from us. Our personality serves as a magnet that attracts or repels people from us. Our attitude determines the kind of relationship that we are able to forge with people. Understand that 19% or 95% of all failures in human relationship stem from character failures and not ability failures. Your ability to see the glass half full instead of seeing the glass half empty may well be the positivity required in harnessing human relationships. And in the ayah which I had recited before you in my introduction, Allah draws this fact and Allah draws the attention of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to this very important component of character and kindness. Allah draws this fact to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was the personality of our none other than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that ushered in this very Mubarak month of Ramadan, of Rabiul Awal, that he has changed the entire environment of humankind. And it was his coming in this blessed month of Rabiul Awal that changed the landscape of human relationship. May his coming, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, change our lives as well. So what does Allah draw his attention to in this ayah? Allah says, it was by the mercy of Allah that you were gentle with them. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah draws his attention to none other than one of the greatest benefactor of humankind to have treaded this face, of earth, none other than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah remind our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That it was by the mercy of Allah that you were gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَذًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been harsh and hard heart, then Allah said they would have scattered away from you. They would have scattered away for you. My friends, nothing is as strong as gentleness and as kindness. Nothing is as strong as gentleness and kindness. A crude and a coarse attitude only serves to drive people away from you. When people fear humiliation, when they fear offensive criticism and insults, they will look for every excuse to keep their distance away. When you have this attitude that it is my way or the highway, that I am only right and I will only go to Jannah and Jannah is only reserved for me, wa'udhu billah, my friends, you have chased people away. That is not the road of piety. That is not the road of piety. Have the kindness on the ummah. Have the kindness and the mercy of the ummah. Have the true feeling in your heart of mercy and kindness. That how through my kindness and humility, through my gentleness, I can take everyone with me into Jannah. That is the attitude you should have. Then further Allah says, fa'afu anhum, pardon them. You see, friends, we are each wired differently. We have different temperaments. We have different inclinations. And therefore, we come to different conclusions. A healthy relationship is based not on tailor-made compatibility, but rather in the manner that we respond to incompatibility. The foremost requirement with dealing with incompatibility is the ability to be tolerant and forgiving. People make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has skeletons in their closets. Believe me, everyone has skeletons in their closets. No person is perfect. No family is perfect. No spouse is perfect. No relationship is perfect. No husband is perfect. No wife is perfect. Everybody has a dark side that they will not tell you about. So what is the attitude towards that incompatibility? You need to be tolerant and you need to be forgiving. As much as you want Allah to forgive you, how much of mistakes me and you make? And yet Allah continues. As much gives us, learn forgiving. Tolerance and forgiveness are altering lessons. The passionate aversion of some of the companions of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to avid admiration because of his unparalleled level of tolerance. Your greatness is measured by your kindness, and your kindness is measured. How tolerant are you? How kind are you? You're going to find people that are not compatible with you. You're going to find people that might hurt you. You're going to find people that might make mistakes. You're not an angel. Then the further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and pray for forgiveness. Be genuinely interested in the well-being of people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so overwhelmed by his concern that it almost destroyed him. He was so worried about it, so concerned about the ummah, that Allah says, will you perhaps destroy yourself out of concern if they do not believe? Will you perhaps destroy yourself out of concern if a person is on the wrong path? Have genuine feeling for him. Don't criticize. Don't hurt a person. Call him with gentleness and kindness. اُدْعُ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعَذَةِ. Then, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Consult with them. Respected elders and friends, the master, Allah's master, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was the recipient of divine revelation, and thus had no need to consult or solicit the views of those around him. Yet he was instructed, Jalla wa'ala. Serves as an acknowledgement of an individual. It helps people to take ownership. It gives people to reason to buy in and generally promotes harmony. Promotes harmony. When you consult with people, when you take people's advices, when you take people's views, what happens is you're buying them into your idea. You're buying them in. You're winning them over. You can't just be a man of your own. Even the Nabi of Allah consulted. Even the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the recipient of divine revelation, yet he always used to make mashwara and consult with the Sahaba. Then the Nabi of Allah says, when you have resolved, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ. When you have resolved, place your trust in Allah. Successful people in what they do. They neither indecisive, insecure, nor do they waver in their decisions. This dependence creates of your limitation, and it breeds humility, which is the glue that binds people together. And like we had mentioned in the beginning, that we are social beings. We interact with people all the time. Conflict, challenging personalities, and tough decisions and tough situations during our interaction will always be there. It will always come, it will always be there. Although we cannot choose people's behavior, we can choose our response to their behavior. You cannot choose how people behave to you. You cannot choose how people think about you. Everybody is not going to like you. That is the matter of life which you have to accept. Everybody is not going in the manner that you want them to respond. But how you respond is within your framework. How we choose to respond will ultimately relationship with people. We, through our attitude and our personality, can bring either the best or the worst in others. We can bring out the best in people, or we can bring out. We are, through our character, through our kindness, through the cause that was imbued in the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that won the hearts of millions and millions of people. Nobody seen him reading tahajjud salah. Nobody seen him worship between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But everybody had seen his kindness and his character. And in this month of Rabiul Awwal, let us mention, if this one sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can come into my life, the sunnah of kindness, the sunnah of good character and akhlaq, how I deal with my employees, with my fellow musallis, with my fellow colleagues, all these were our attitudes that will bring about a change in this world. We will, but you need to change yourself within first. To bring the change, you need to change the world within first. We are, through our character, able to make hearts bloom and glow with warmth, and we can and drive them to vent the worst possible behavior and attitude. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did he say? My beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, what had he said? That I have been sent for no other reason but to perfect character. To perfect character. And never underestimate the choice between microaggression and the choice between microcompassion. The difference being able to make someone feel like a human being or crushing their soul. The human heart is so fragile. The human heart is so fragile. That is why the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was determined to teach us the etiquette of emotion, which is the core of character. In so many examples of his lifestyle, there are examples upon examples. For example, he says, don't whisper between two if you are, don't whisper amongst people if you are in a crowd, already you have a different impression. He further on went, it is charitable, went to say, turn your full face when someone speaks to you. When someone talk full attention, salam to you, make salam with warmth, with love, with care, with concern, with kindness, with genuinity, and don't take someone's seat when they get up temporarily. regard anything personal someone tells you as a secret to hold close, even if you are told not to do so. Make peace between people. Don't hold a grudge for more than, and so much more and more and more and more. My friends, the big things aren't what break. Remember this. The big things is not what breaks heart. The big things is not what destroys relationship. It is the small things that breaks hearts. It is the small things that break relationship. That is why my beloved Rasul was so particular, so this aspect of ensuring that no heart of an ummati is broken, so that this ummah can remain united and not divided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding to bring into our lives the beloved and the beloved sunnah of none other than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two important announcements. One is that inshallah this weekend, starting as from now today at Jum'ah, important program is taking place at Al-Azhar Darul Uloom. Important advice is spiritual reformation. And the very aspect that we are speaking about character, of building our relationship with Allah, of bringing the sunnah into our lives. This inshallah program will start as from Jummah today and will continue. Dhuhr inshallah, meals will be served there as well. Anytime from now till then, if we have an opportunity inshallah, let us go and sit and listen to the advices of the pious people and benefit from these type of programs inshallah. And secondly, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate to have in our masjid for the next 2-3 days, for the next weekend, a jama'at that has come all the way from the sacred and the mubarak lands of Makkatul Mukarrama. Me and you, we desire to go there. Allah take us all inshallah. Allah take Umrah. Alhamdulillah, they have made the sacrifice. They've left behind Ka'batullah. They have left behind Baytullah. They have left behind making tawaf of the Kaaba just to come here and visit me and you. An understanding of what is our purpose in life, of what is success and what is true success. So inshallah, they will be spending the weekend with us here inshallah. Any have, any little, let us come and spend a few moments with them, benefit from them inshallah, sit in their company. They have come from far, so far away from the blessed land of mashallah. We can benefit from them. Lastly, every week we have this opportunity, inshallah, to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend on the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, those that are needy in the community, inshallah, we humbly request all this. Jazakumullah wa anhu, alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فيا أيها النادم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى والفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكر الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in all the gaps as stand as close as possible. Our standing together and as close as possible, inshallah, becomes a means of unity and love in the ummah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah.
Showers of substrate, shoulder to shoulder. Allah. العالمين أرحم الراحمين يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الأرض كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا ورب الجنه والنجاه من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم انا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنه المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنه المحيا والممات اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شحد البلاء وترك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين بل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.